As you make your way back to the main area of the campus, you are invited to stop here and look toward the buildings and try to imagine the land as it was when it was part of the Goat Ranch, belonging to the O'Donnell family. Here is Jim Skaggs talking about the land.
Mary Curtis, a local artist and member of the church, had painted many scenes of Austin, downtown Austin, and so forth. I've got them hanging on my wall today in some cases. So some, all the way going back to the horse and buggy days in downtown Austin and so forth. When we first bought this property and the piece of land where this church is, I brought my camera out one day. I got a spot where I could take pictures, and I took, I don't know how many it was, like five pictures to get the whole scene. And then I had a computer program that would meld those together into one photograph.
As the church was built, in the foyer entrance, there was a wall where it was obvious that it needed something. Jim approached Mary Curtis, a member of the church, as well as a well-known and very talented local artist, to propose the idea of a painting. Mary used the panoramic photo that Jim had taken and painted the picture that hangs high in the foyer above the doors in the sanctuary today. The next time you go into the church, we encourage you to take some time to pause and appreciate the talent of Mary Curtis, who has since made her transition, and the progress and the growth of our church.
Please proceed to stop number 9.